on today's Compassion Radio.
It's been awesome to see that people my age want to respond. And so at the end of my presentations, I give a chance for people to donate, write letters to survivors. I get a lot of responses, and students do care, and teenagers are really moved by this.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Welcome to an all-new edition of Compassion Radio. Going to start things off by sharing a verse from the book of 1 Timothy that I'll bet you've heard before. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. It reads, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe." Today, Bram Floria is going to have a conversation with a new friend whose energy and zeal is sure to invigorate you. She's a young lady and a recent high school grad who shows an awful lot of promise. In fact, she was recently the recipient of a very special scholarship award, largely because of some tireless peer-to-peer work that she's undertaken. And we're going to hear about that today. Here's Bram to make introductions.
Friends, today at Compassion Radio, we have a new friend to introduce, a young friend. And Ashlyn Brock is a recent graduate of Cedar Park High School here in the Austin, Texas area. But her story and the passion that she has for ministering to people is unique, but it doesn't need to stay that way. In fact, the issues that she cares about are things that we all need to start caring about more. And you've heard me talk with the founder of PACT here in Austin in the past couple of months, named Rick Naylor. Now, he has been shaken to the core by what God's telling him about the need for Christians to step up and stop human trafficking. Now, Ashlyn Brock was a recipient of a very special award. We're going to tell you about that today. So, Ashlyn, welcome to Compassion Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you are an 18-year-old recent high school graduate. You got big plans to jump off to college this fall, and we're excited for you for that. Where are you going to go to school this fall?
I am going to Colorado Christian University, right outside of Denver.
And it's got a great reputation for being a very international school. So what will you be studying while you're there?
I'm studying global studies to focus on nonprofit work and international work, learning about other cultures.
Very good. And they will send you all around the world to find that out. I know they're a very sending kind of school. We always love to hear about the evangelical schools that care about the world and want to see God's hands go to work in places where he hasn't been able to go before because God's people are willing to go. So you've got a lot of adventure ahead of you. I'm thrilled for that.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Yeah, now tell me a little bit about how you ended up in front of all of these people last Monday night to receive a very special scholarship award.
Just started being so passionate about human trafficking and spreading awareness about this issue and putting an end to it because I had to do a research paper my senior year, and I decided to do it on human trafficking, and I just learned more about this huge issue and how awful it is. And when you learn these facts and when you learn not only that it's global but that it's local, you can't turn away. I felt like I had to do something about it. And God really just tugged on my heart on this issue. And so I started speaking to high schools, and I've spoken to Cedar Park High School and Vista Ridge and also a couple of small groups and a couple of conferences. I met Rick Naylor because he just wanted to hear about what I do, and he was just so gracious to give me that scholarship through PACT. And so that's how I really ended up with PACT.
Very good. So you were stirred by the Lord directly about an issue that you were unaware of. You did a little research. You found out that this thing was for real. And we better take a couple seconds here to talk about what human trafficking really means.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think about slavery. Sometimes we think about prostitution. What, in your mind, Ashlyn, does human trafficking and sex trafficking encompass?
Human trafficking, technically, it is the illegal trade of human beings for the purpose of forced labor and sex trafficking, and it's the world's fastest growing criminal industry. And it affects every nation around the world, and it looks different. In different countries, there's a stronger area, like there's sex trafficking, involuntary servitude, bonded labor, forced labor, And there's also child soldiers, and all those things fall under human trafficking.
So anything that takes a human being and devalues them for the purposes of another makes people dispensable.
Yeah, and exploitation, really. Children are exploited through sex trafficking online daily and all the time, but also forced labor. And it still happens. It's something that people think, especially in America, that slavery was abolished in the 13th Amendment, but it wasn't, and it still happens here, and it doesn't really look like what it used to, like in the Civil War in those times, but it still is here. And there still are people who have to work every day without pay, or who have to work under a debt. A false debt. They work for somebody, or this happens a lot in sex trafficking too, is that they're working for a person who keeps telling them that they owe them money. Hmm. So every time they work, they're getting money, but they're just having to give it right back. And they never really get out of this debt. It's endless, and it just traps them, and it snares them into this lie that they are someone else's property.
Now, this is something, of course, that goes back to the roots of humanity, exercising control over another and not living in freedom or allowing others to do so. We think about the exploitation that have happened over labor the past couple hundred years and how that was a big issue in our nation early on. The idea of company towns that would exploit the labor that was there and they would never quite get out of debt. You think about that old folk song, 16 tons and what do you get? Mm-hmm. That seems rather mild and innocent compared to the kind of oppression that is falling on young people now. Now, when you stepped into the middle of this as a young person yourself, as a teenager, in a major world-class city like Austin, tell me about how it affected you to find out that there were actual personal, real-life stories of people your age that were being exploited.
Yeah, so it's something that is very heavy. And to think that it is something that is local, that happens in my area to people my age, was something that really just captured me. I was like, how can this happen? And to think that it could never happen to me, but it really it could. And I think that that's something that I feel like I have to spread awareness, because it's something that is so relevant to each person, because it can happen to you or someone that you know. Like, no one is excused from this issue. And it can happen in a bunch of different ways. And there's some ways that I won't even name that we feed into this without even knowing it.
Explain that. How do we end up feeding into this without knowing it?
So the places that you shop, there are some places that still have sweatshop, or the money that you're giving to them is going to factories that are putting their workers into forced labor or into bonded labor. That's one way, and also a way that in sex trafficking, this industry is fueled online too. When people give into pornography, it fuels this industry, because those who are selling these girls are also those who are getting paid through websites online. And that's something that a lot of people don't want to know, because it's a hard reality, but that they need to know.
That there's nothing about illicit behavior that does not feed in somehow into the degradation and the imprisonment of human beings.
Yeah.
It is a hard reality to grab onto.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and I think that God has really helped me to know that I'm called to this, so that I endure whenever I see the dark things, and knowing that he's given me a lot of trust in him so that I would not get disturbed and that I would not get, you know, weakened whenever I hear the dark reality. It really fuels me. It makes me sad. It makes me angry. And it makes me want to go do more instead of just hiding in that sadness when I learn the reality.
We could just retreat within our own, this can't possibly be happening in my area, kind of head in the sand mentality.
Right. We really do want to look away from it, because it happens right under our nose.
So as Christians, especially, we're called to engage the Good Samaritan needs of our time. If we see someone beat up in the alley, we're not to run away. We are to go to the problem and trust that God will literally protect us in protecting others. It is a risky thing to do, but it's far riskier, I would think, in the heart of God, to run away from the people he loves out of fear of something.
Yeah. I mean, he says true religion is to care for the orphans and the widows.
How do you see the current people that are being exploited by the drug or the sex traffic in this world today as being the widows and orphans?
I think that they really are literally orphans. I mean, that's a huge issue with human trafficking, especially in other countries, is that kids who are orphaned and also in foster care are at a really high risk of being trafficked. Mm. So it literally is orphans, but I just think widows and orphans are those who are in deep need and who are alone in their suffering And these are victims who are alone.
Now, you've raised awareness, and you've done a good job at it, especially in the ways that you can as a young person, showing vim and vigor for a cause and representing it well and speaking eloquently.
I was an intern for an organization in Georgetown called The Key to Free. I did go to their banquet fundraising gala, and a woman came, and she was a survivor. And it was actually really funny because I was talking to her, not even knowing that I was talking to the lady who was about to get on stage and talk about her life in slavery. But I did meet her, and she has an amazing story of redemption. But I definitely pray for them even when I don't know their faces.
And that's an important distinction to make. We begin that process of softening our hearts, letting God soften us for the needs of others. And then it's going to grow into situations where he's going to bring us closer and closer to those who need us the most. And you're beginning that process, Ashlyn. We're very proud of you for that.
Thank you.
We truly are. Now, what I'd like to ask you, Ashlyn, is when you're dealing with young people your age or younger, and you bring up this issue of trafficking of human beings, what kind of response do you get from them?
Well, I love to show some videos from an organization called A21. That's my favorite organization. They're just doing some amazing things in this area. But I show some videos that they have. When I show those videos, it's testimonies of girls. And I get lots of tears in the crowds from that. But really, just so many jaws dropped. And before I start, I always ask, who knows about human trafficking? And I see some hands raised, but then I see jaws dropped because I give out some hard numbers, like 45 million men and women are in slavery. And when I say that number, I mean, it's shocking and a lot of shaking heads, you know, because I can't believe this is reality. It's been awesome to see that students and people my age want to respond. And so at the end of my presentations, I give a chance for people to donate, write letters to survivors. I get a lot of responses, and it is awesome to see that students do care, and teenagers are really moved by this.
Great stuff for you on today's Compassion Radio broadcast, and we'll get right back to the interview in just a moment.
This is Cher Nelson with a special word for those of you who are actively involved with supporting the broadcast ministry of Compassion Radio. You are our heroes. As you know, the cost of airtime is staggering and becomes more so each year. We're also grateful to each of you who give to our Compassion projects as well. Without you, we could not be the hands and feet of Jesus in these difficult places. But those of you who stand with us in the financial support of the ministry, especially you who have pledged a monthly gift, you are the backbone of everything we do, and we are grateful and blessed by your understanding of the need. Please give at CompassionRadio.com or call 1-800-868-2478. Or mail your gift to Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's CompassionRadio.com or 1-800-868-2478. Or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And I pray for blessings and the joy of service in your life.
Thank you, Cher. And to you, our dear listener, we so appreciate your partnership with us here at Compassion Radio. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail, we're at Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770. Orange, California, 92859. And you can always find us online at CompassionRadio.com. Come on by and drop us a line today. It would bless us so much to hear from you. Let's get back now to the program.
It is awesome to see that students do care, and teenagers are really moved by this.
They're moved when they hear something that's true, and true enough to move their hearts to action. And we are an activist ministry in that we're always encouraging people to take proactive steps to make the world a better place in the name of Jesus. Through the power that's in that name, we tackle these big things. When we look back at our own national history, it was the believers, people that were disciples of Christ himself, that said, enough is enough. They weren't cultural Christians. Mm-hmm. They were committed followers of Jesus Christ. Now, they took his word seriously, and they changed the course of this nation and freed an entire people group that had been enslaved institutionally. I believe it's going to be the same thing in this generation as the believers discover the kind of oppression and slavery that exists under the radar and how important it is that we act and then decide, yes, we can no longer stand by. You're on the right side of history on this one, Ashlyn, and we're proud that you are helping to lead from, as we would say, the bottom up. You are right in the middle of the dangerous zone, the place where the kids can be abducted, can be lured away. And of course, we know the internet is a vast playground for evil. As much as it is a useful tool for communications, we have to be aware of both those truths at the same time.
Yeah, that's so true. Trafficking, some people think, looks like a white van pulling up and someone abducting you. And though that does happen, really, it happens online way more than we think.
I'd like to go back to the particular award that PAX gave you. Now, PAX, we've highlighted on this program before, is a new and upcoming ministry trying to link professionals and parents and families together to tackle the problem within the geographic area in which they reside. As you mentioned earlier in the program, Rick Naylor and the PACT team here in Austin noticed your work. So it wasn't that they recruited you to go do something. They saw what God was already doing in your life and wanted to honor that and show others the exemplary behavior, the plan of action, the call to ministry that was already on your life, and celebrate that. And they did that with a scholarship toward your education at Colorado Christian. And we're all thrilled to see that. And that, as Rick said at the end of that presentation, I wrote 3 checks today. Next year, I want to write 30 of these.
Yeah.
So that being the case, you are the seed then of action that others are going to take that are going to rise to the top and be visible. I think your example this year is going to be the seed of greatness for this area. Important and long-lasting. So I know that there are people out there that probably want to know more about how young people can be involved with this issue and take action that really saves lives.
The way that you can make a difference is definitely donating to organizations like PACT, like IJM, International Justice Mission. They're on the lost side of this issue. And A21, there's so many organizations that are doing great work that need funds for this. But also you can volunteer locally at organizations, and spreading awareness is really the biggest thing that I tell people to do, because awareness is prevention. And there's a thing called the End It Movement, and they have done an awesome job to spread awareness through a red X. And when you put a red X on your hand to walk around with that, let people ask you what it is and tell them it's for human trafficking. Those are just a couple ways that people can help.
Okay, so Ashlyn, let's finish this program and talk about the red X. I see you on the street as a young person has a red X on your hand. Hey, young lady, what's that red X about? What's your presentation?
Okay, well, I guess then you would just say it's just red awareness for human trafficking.
Human trafficking, what's that?
Which is the illegal trade of human beings for forced labor or sex trafficking. It's the fastest growing criminal industry. There are 45 million women and children in slavery around the globe.
No kidding.
The average age of a victim is 11 to 14 years old.
Yeah.
Those in sex trafficking are forced to service up to 40 customers per day. Only 1 to 2% of victims are rescued. And then it happens here, where we are. It's not just something that happens in China and India. Although those are the top countries for it, the number one country for human trafficking is India, but that it happens here, and it happens a lot in the U.S. through massage parlors. They're front as massage parlors during the day, but they actually are trafficking women at night, and that's the reality here.
Okay, so great. You've let me know about this problem. I'm not sure I believe you with all these details, but even so, even if it's happening here, what am I supposed to do about it?
Well, you can be aware and look out for those people. A lot of times can be aware in airports when you see a man who looks really nice in business clothes and he's with a woman or a girl who is not really wearing the right size clothes or who has raggedy hair. And this is a true testimony. This really does happen. A flight attendant did see a couple like this and was able to rescue this girl. And being aware of places like massage parlors that you see don't really look safe, and calling the hotline. And the hotline number is 888-373-7888. And I call this number whenever I see a place like a nail salon or a parlor that's open past the normal hour and has barred off, closed up windows. And I call and just get the address and tell them that they need to keep an eye out for this place. And also for those who are asking about the red X and that are believers, to pray because prayer is so strong. And I think we underestimate it with issues like this. And I know I do, because I think, oh, I have to just go and do something, like speak to people, and I need to go and I need to rescue them. But truly, God can do amazing things, and he doesn't need us, but he chooses us.
And I'm glad that he does choose us. Now, Ashlyn, you said an important point. We've highlighted this a number of times on our program, that people sometimes say, well, it's the least I can do is pray for something. We have to remind ourselves that it's not the least. It is the most, because it's the very thing that literally unleashes somehow the power of heaven itself to transform a situation. And if we think that we're going to rush in and solve the problem without a spiritual covering or his presence, we are sorely mistaken. So at the very least, we begin the process of engaging the issue by laying it all at the feet of Jesus and say, God, move here where I am, the things I'm seeing. Please do something important where I stand right now. And help me to stand when others won't. And Ashlyn, you're doing a great job of that very thing. You're standing for those who are oppressed. You're standing in the place that God has given you. And you're stepping out into new places to discover all the things that God has for you and is going to do through you in the years to come. And that is the recipe for a missional life. And I'm very happy that you've had an opportunity to share a little bit of that with our listeners. And I want to remind our listeners out there again that they have an opportunity to act in a very practical way as they're moving through all the cities of the world. Perhaps you don't live in a city, but you travel to them and you see places that are well described, like Ashlyn's laid out, massage parlors that are open at strange hours, something that's really off. There's always that opportunity to talk to somebody who has wisdom and understanding about these situations by calling that toll-free number at Intervention Hotline, which is 888-3737-888. And Ashlyn, thank you again for sharing your life with us. I pray that you will have a wonderful tenure up there at Colorado Christian, that you find the sweet spot in your life for serving Jesus wherever you end up.
Well, thank you so much. I am honored to have this opportunity. Each time I get an opportunity to talk about this, it's just confirmation that God is doing something through me, and I'm just so humbled by it, because I'm just an 18-year-old girl, but he really uses anybody who will say yes and answer to him and to his call.
Well, Ashlyn, any daughter of the King is never just an 18-year-old girl. You have a calling and a position and a royalty. So we're happy to have you as part of this big team out there in the world. May God bless you in your work.
Thank you so much. You too.
Friends, we have a brand new Bible project for this month of September that we are really excited about. Now, when you want to win somebody for Christ, it always comes down to relationship. More often than not, people respond to the gospel they see in our lives far more than in the words we might say. It's why the church is growing so fast in places like China, Vietnam, and India. A faithful believer demonstrates the gospel and friends notice. And with a Bible in hand, these believers share the story of God's love for all mankind. Those Bibles get passed on, and the cycle continues. This month, we're going to introduce you to new friends whose families, the Ellenwoods and the Drabina families, collectively, they're the backbones for an intrepid ministry called Josiah Venture. If you've never heard of this ministry before, you're going to become more and more excited when you hear about the evangelism efforts they've been spearheading all throughout Europe through TV, high school curriculums, music mission teams, and so much more. This year, Josiah Venture will release a brand new dual language Bible in the Slovene language. It's the first new edition of God's Word available in decades for this language group. A new student revival is beginning to break loose right now, and Bibles are desperately needed. They are planning a first printing of 2,000 dual language Bibles, and they can do it for only $4 a copy. So I ask you, will you help us help Josiah Venture bring the Word of God to a new generation of believers in Slovenia? With your gift today, we can do it. Let's see how many of these new Bibles we can put in the hands of new believers this fall. Perhaps you can send a Bible. Perhaps you can send 100. Perhaps you'd like to fund the entire first printing. For your above and beyond giving this month to our Bibles for Slovenia project, and when you request it, we have a truly unique thank you. It's something we know you'll treasure for years to come. It's a truly unique dual language Bible. We have a limited supply of these editions that you can hold in your own hands. Use it as a prayer journal. As you read your favorite passages, pray for a young person who is reading the same scripture in their own language in the column across the fold. This is a marvelous and very personal special premium. Ask for yours today with your gift to this project of $24 or more. And please remember that we don't do what we do without you. We simply cannot go and do and bring the story to you without your prayers and faithful financial support. You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or online 24/7 at our safe and secure website, CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we look forward to being with you again next time with more Compassion Radio.